Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood at the UN Climate Conference in Copenhagen, Denmark. At this time of year, the city is cold and snowy, and the sun sets around 3 in the afternoon. In many places, this will be a recipe for gloom and grumpiness, but not here in Denmark. In fact, numerous studies indicate Danes are the happiest people on the planet. Here, like in much of Europe, salaries and the standard of living are high, and violent crime and corruption are low. But the Danes say it's not money that buys happiness. They sum up their secret in a difficult-to-define Danish word.
TK is when you turn, you light the candles, there's warm, you have some chocolate, you're with people you love. It's like, you just, Yeah, that's kind of it.
We tried out a bit of hygge ourselves. We invited University of Copenhagen sociologist Peter Gundelach to the apartment where we're staying downtown. Professor Gundelach has conducted numerous studies on why Danes are so happy. And over a cup of coffee...
It's called hygge. Hygge, which is... Danes like to say it's not possible to translate that into other languages, but it's something like coziness, to be in your home, to, as we're having our cup of coffee, talking with friends. I think everybody is doing it, actually, in all countries, but Danes really like to think that it's something special for them.
Denmark scores often at the top of the list of people here being very happy. Americans might look at Danes being so happy and say, oh, it's all part of their social system because they have education and health, all this is taken care of. That's why they're so happy. What would you say?
I think that's probably part of it. There have been some studies of the quality of life in different societies, and Denmark scores very highly on all those different values. So even though the climate is poor, which is part of that analysis, it still shows that the welfare state is very important for people's happiness.
So the welfare state is part of the happiness, but not the true secret to Danish happiness, because you Danes do better than other similar European countries. So you can tell us, what is the secret to Danish happiness?
The difference we really found between the Eastern European welfare state was that Danes score much higher on various kinds of social ties. So they are closer to their family, to their colleagues, to their friends. They meet more often, and they argue that they have more to do with each other. So we believe that the character of the social ties is very important. And these social ties are, so to speak, horizontal, in the sense that it's on equal terms and not vertical relationships. And a lot of theory says that if social ties are horizontal, it creates social trust and also happiness. So this is, if there is a secret, this is probably it.
So how do you characterize this Danish social connectivity?
One way of characterizing it is to call it collective individualism, in the sense that people like to be something special, but at the same time they like to be very collective. So we have this welfare state whose system is working in a very collective way, but still people like to be individuals. So if you ask people to choose between equality and freedom, they will choose freedom. But still, it's such a homogeneous society, so the way people are expressing their freedom is very identical in a sense, but still they like to do both. They like to have a strong collective system and be able to show that they can do something by themselves.
What problems do you have? In particular, what problems might you have around immigration, people who try to come into this society?
Yes, well, you might say that's the other side of the coin. Somebody said that Denmark is like a tribe, so it's everybody knows each other. They have almost the same names. They live in the same neighborhood, so to speak, in a small country. And this means it's a very close-knit society. But the other side of the coin is that it's difficult to get access into that society. And in particular, immigrants have had hard times doing that. It's becoming better now, but for many years, it was really a problem.
It seems to me that taxes are very high here in Denmark compared to other places. Now, in America, high taxes, politicians will get voted right out of office, and yet the society supports them. Why?
Half of your salary is as a tax in Denmark, and people are quite happy about it. I mean, whenever you do studies of this and ask people, would you like the taxes to be lower? I wouldn't say they like to have high taxes, but they prefer high taxes to low taxes if it means that they can have a well-functioning welfare state. And, you know, in Denmark, everything is sort of state-controlled. So it's the hospitals, the schools, everything is controlled by the local government or the central government. So we pay for this in our taxes. And this kind of welfare state means that everybody gets more or less the same from the state. And this is what the Danes like. They like an egalitarian society.
Peter Guntelak is a professor of sociology at the University of Copenhagen. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.